This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Here's the fake Russell Wilson that's on social media.
Oh, God.
That, again, the lips are moving. It is unbelievable how real it looks. It doesn't exactly sound like him, but it is close enough as someone had some fun with Wilson.
One thing to say, Giants country, let's ride right off a cliff to our fiery deaths. And the Giants said they were looking for a really quarterback so they can tank for Arch Manning next year.
It looks real. I know it's clearly not, but it is funny. Now you've got the tale of two quarterbacks. This is the real Russell Wilson, excited to play with one Malik Nabers.
So I was watching a bunch of plays of him, and just he caught this one catch against the Commanders on a shallow cross in the third down, and he cut back inside, got another extra 20 yards, got hit pretty good. He kind of laid the boom, but vice versa. And he got up right away and just was celebrating, excited about the first down, and just move on to the next play.
All right, so he's the first string, he's the starter. Here's Jameis Winston on Golf Channel a couple of days ago.
On Golf Channel?
He was part of that NFLPA golf event with Kay Adams.
Yeah, that's right.
So Kay asked him about going to New York, and he's pretty fired up.
It feels good to be in the Big Apple. You know, I'm very excited for the, obviously, opportunities to go out there and play early, throw some touchdowns to Malik Nabers and one Dale Robinson, and just see how it goes.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
Doesn't sound like he thinks he's the backup.
So that, what it sounds to me is like they said, you know, there's still a chance we could draft a young quarterback here, guys.
That's no, not still a chance. What I think it's, this is what I think happened, and I said this yesterday. Their plan was they're thinking that either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders was going to be there because the Titans weren't going to take a quarterback. And they told Jameis Winston, hey, Jameis, we're going to draft a quarterback at three. You're going to play for a couple of games. We'll see what happens. And then he's like, okay, great. Then the Titans, after the pro day, got super interested in Cam Ward. And then they're thinking, oh, crap. Cam Ward goes one. Shedeur Sanders goes two. Then we're holding our you-know-whats here at three. Again, after last year, the same thing happening. We better go out and get another veteran on top of that, because if we have another three-win season with goddamn Jameis Winston as the quarterback, we are gonzo, never to get jobs again in the league. So that's why Russell Wilson is here.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got two quarterbacks that think they'll be playing week one. We will find out. Speaking of playing, not a great night for the Knicks, who lost at home to the Clippers.
Harden doing his dancing and prancing, fires away. Three-pointer is good, his third in a row. 29 now. Harden has erupted here in this third period with 16 points.
That time straight on with the hoop. Hard all over him. Like a cheap suit, Mike.
Okay, well, he did score. He had the 16 in that quarter, as Breen was talking about, on MSG with Clyde, but Harden finished with 29. Clippers win 126-113. Kawhi Leonard, 27-10 and 7 assists. Here was Mikal Bridges. It's short, but it's very honest.
Just execution is better than us.
Both sides.
Both sides of the ball. Here was Harden on FanDuel Sports after the game. Loves New York, loves the Garden.
Some of the best fans in the world. You know, sports city for sure. You know, I played here for a year in the city, so.
Did you?
It's just the energy, the vibe in here. You want to come out, you want to play your best, and you want to obviously come away with the win. So for us, it was all about that, and we did that.
Well, it is just amazing that these guys just one after another come in here and just light the Garden up.
Yeah, I mean, it has happened.
I mean, it's a game that the Knicks, you know, they got to win this game.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't matter.
We're not going to be thinking about this game. No one's going to reference this game at all when Jalen Brunson comes back and they start playing in the playoffs. They're not going to say, I knew this team stunk when they lost to the Clippers on a back-to-back when he was hurt.
I do agree. The only thing that is, if I was a Knicks fan, concerning would be this clip from Bridges, too.
They're a really good team, and they just play harder than us.
And that's happening often.
Yes, exactly.
Which didn't happen last year. So, who knows? We shall see. A couple of other things from basketball.
But also, I mean, like some of these guys get bored in the regular season.
What, do they got 10 games left now?
Better make sure you can turn it back on, though.
Yeah, I know.
So, they have 10 games left.
Kind of like the Rangers have 10 games left. 5 and 27.
And you know, the amazing thing in the NHL is that last wild card spot, you got five teams fighting for it, and all the teams around it are losing.
All true, which I will get to in a moment. I want to get to LeBron because I want to play. So he had this. I'm not going to play the highlight because we're running out of time. I got other things. But he did have the tip in last night. Game winner at the buzzer. Lakers beat the Pacers 120 to 119. Luka Doncic had 34. Earlier, though, LeBron was on McAfee. Eddie, just make sure I got all the beeps here just in case I missed one. But who knows?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is he claiming that the draft lottery is rigged? Did you see this?
Yes, I
don't know if he's having fun with it or not, but when he says it, you got enough people out there that think it's rigged.
Well, I think he's having fun with it by also giving it credence at the same time.
So here's the clip.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number one pick. Yeah. Let's keep LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls. But I understand the side.
And I don't know that he's being serious or not, but why say that?
Well, I do. So,
too many coincidences. That's why. In situations where you could say that it was somewhat manipulated. I don't necessarily know that it was, but man, that 84 thing with Patrick Ewing.
Oh yeah, and the cold envelope and everything. But I mean, wasn't it at the time? I'm just thinking about this now, so I could be wrong about this. I know that back then they didn't have the lottery system where they have now, where the top three teams have the same percentage of getting the number one pick. If I remember correctly, the Cleveland Cavaliers did have a significant advantage that year. Mm. They had the worst record in basketball. So they statistically were favorites to get the number one overall pick.
And they were 100% tanking.
Yeah.
For LeBron specifically.
So now if there was a team that had better odds than them, or two teams, and they got the number one overall pick when LeBron was the first pick, then that would have been something. But I'm pretty sure that they had like a 30% chance of getting it, which was more than everybody else.
Right.
And they got it.
So this is why I think, like, you know, you take a look at the NBA today. So with the way that this whole thing's working out, it's going to be Cooper Flagg is going to be the number one pick. And you're going to have what? You're going to have the Jazz, the Wizards, the Hornets, the Pelicans. And the Nets. Would you have the Nets?
Yeah.
In that mix.
Yeah, and that's
try to get good. Cooper Flagg.
So I was the first person not listening to you, Jerry, about the Aaron Boone thing, Brandon Tierney the next, as he just texted us. Hey, guys, Boone will join us in person at 10 o'clock in the stadium if you guys can promote it.
We have. I did it with Al, and I did it last hour, and then twice this hour.
Or twice this hour. And now three times. Right. So we've been on it, BT, so much so. Jerry's been doing it. I've been ignoring it. That's how much he's been doing it. And then I didn't mean to ignore it. I just did. So trust me, BT, we're all over.
We realize it's go time. It, It's go time.
And then we'll look forward to the promo for the next month.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Take Aaron Boone and BT to your church.
I can see BT going to church, being the voice of St. John's.
Oh, definitely.
Speaking of college basketball, women's college basketball, member of Grand Canyon head coach Molly Miller, like, turned the internet upside down because she's stunning.
Yeah.
So she's now at Arizona State. So she's nice place for her. yes, she will. Yeah. Here was her message to Sun Devil fans as she takes over the program.
First let's year. Go. That's my let's go. Like, you're going to be my people. You know, I want to rally and do a little huddle jump with you after games. I want to meet you before games.
A lot of guys that would like to do a huddle jump with her.
Let's go huddle jumping.
Yeah. I just feel like everybody, you go to Arizona State, you just get more attractive somehow, you know?
Just seems lovely.
Just one of those places where you think, like, man, we were walking around that Arizona. I was at least walking around that Arizona campus. State campus there for a little bit.
What were you doing? Stalking?
Probably. No, I actually, I wanted to see the Walter Cronkite School of Communication.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Whatever.
He had a nice ass, Walter Cronkite.
Anyhow, so she's there. Canucks beat the Islanders 5-2, and the Devils did beat the Blackhawks 5-3.
And that's the thing, like, you're talking about the Islanders.
The Canadians
are there now, but they've lost 3 in a row, I think. You got the Islanders, the Rangers, and Columbus Blue Jackets all right in striking distance with about 10 games to go. The Rangers have 10 games. The Islanders now have 11. But, man, nobody wants that last wild card spot right now.
Yeah, and you know what I hear? Get in. Hot goaltender.
That's it.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, well, you'll be playing against the Capitals, who basically have 103 points right now and have run away with the Eastern Conference.
Do they have more points than anybody in the West as well? Would they be the President's Trophy winner?
I think they will be.
So that means that they're not winning the Cup.
Tell you what, though. Aaron Boone at 10 o'clock with BT and Sal. Don't forget.
That's right. We will not.